Okay, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 234.
Ow.
It's a lot. Spotlight on DC Comics Justice League 3001, number 8, circa 2016, for those people that are in the 30th century listening to this issue right now.
When they pull the archives on this,
yes,
we reach episode 7,000.
Yeah, exactly. Our ancestors, our great 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 grandkids will be recording this. Which will all make sense here in a minute. I am Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
Let's see. My Legion name today is I Have No Gaming Computer Boy.
Yeah, I'll be construction kid.
Okay, I like it.
We're rebuilding our closet, so.
Oh, nice.
And God help me, we're using the Martha Stewart stuff. She has a brand name that she sells through Home Depot.
Yes. Was that before or after prison?
It's now, so I'm assuming it's after prison.
Okay, I'd never heard of it, so I didn't know.
It's surprisingly easy. You put up this one bar across the wall, and then you hang these vertical shelving units on the bar, and then you use it's like an IKEA thing, only more expensive and name brand. So
cool.
I give Martha Stewart or her designers props on this particular thing.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought so. That's why I'm construction kid, and why are you no gaming stuff?
Well, I'm always trying to upgrade things, and I had a Dell computer that I've had for about 2 years, and I had bought a video card in it, and I've been playing games and stuff, and I decided to get some RAM and upgrade it, and either I jostled something or I don't know what I did. I blew the motherboard. Long story short. I bought a power supply thinking it was power, but then, it was gone. So, meanwhile, I got all these bits and pieces of parts that I've been buying to upgrade it. And I'm thinking, well, I've got half of a brand new computer here. So either I spend a little bit of money and try to fix this one, or I spend a little bit more money and get the rest of the parts for a whole brand new spanking monster machine, which I'm going to call it Computo 2.0. It's going to glow and float off the ground, and it's going to be awesome. I put some dough into this thing. And it's going to be so fast, all the newest technology. It's going to boot up faster. I'm going to think about turning it on, and it's already going to be ready to play. That's how fast it's going to be.
Watch out, ISIS. He's about to hack your...
At the same time, I've been working on test labs for work, so this place is like a computer graveyard. So, yeah.
I'm picturing one of those clean rooms... It's not so clean.
Oh, yeah, this is not clean at all.
Or at least not neat. Yeah. I'm sure it's dust light, but it's probably got crap piled up.
That's been part of the thing that I've been having trouble with, is I got so much crap everywhere. If I put something down, I can't find it for 3 days. But I'll find five other things I've been looking for 2 weeks while looking for that. So it's kind of a, half empty, half full kind of thing.
I'll just wait 2 weeks and you'll find it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just had it. Where did it go? Oh, there it is in that box.
Yeah, now when I'm doing this work on the closet, I will set the tape measure down, and I'll go, okay, I need the tape measure.
Yeah.
And it is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I keep putting stuff right where it's supposed to be, and then it ends up... I think one of my kids is coming in and screwing with my head.
That is very well possible. So, yeah, damn kids. That's what's been going on here.
And the reason, folks, why we are taking Legion names is because this issue of Justice League 3001 is finally diving into the future DC that we all knew and loved.
Yeah,
sort of.
And it's funny because one of my memories on Facebook the other day was from like 6 years ago about the Legion being canceled, and this is probably the most Legion-like comic book I have read since they canceled the New 52 version,
which wasn't very Legion-like to start with.
No, it wasn't. But this reminds me of old school. Giffen, around the Dark Seed saga, or the Darkness saga, right after that, or right before that, or during that, that's what it reminds me of, and I love it. And it's like I was telling Caleb in the pre-show, when they restarted this with the Justice League 3001, I kind of like, oh, this isn't what I fell in love with before. And he suggested, it's like, okay, well, I've got 8 issues bought, I'll read them all. And I'm like, oh, my favorite comic again. I am looking forward to the next issue. So, let's dive in.
Now, there's a lot of spoilers here because there's characters that are in this book now that have made dramatic changes or have appeared in these 8 issues. Not the least of which is the Supergirl from the 20th century or 21st century, is now been transported. We don't know how, but she is in the year 3001. This is the Supergirl that, the rest of the characters are all clones. Oh no, that's not true. Then we have Ice, who is immortal, so she's back, and also Fire, who has spent the last 1,000 years in Hell and was rescued recently from Hell. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little girl in the bats in a mechano bat suit, like James Gordon currently is. And she is Batman, but
she's also the ancestor of Bruce
that's
Wayne.
That's right, Bruce Wayne. That's right. But the character, the Flash character, the Wonder Woman character, and the Guy Gardner Green Lantern character are all not clones, but they've had their memories, their personalities transferred and powers.
Yeah, the DNA forced onto a quote unquote volunteer. Person.
Right.
So.
Right. And one of them, the Guy Gardner character, who is in the old Justice League book, was a real misogynist, has been put into a woman's body.
Yeah, that's one of the most brilliant things in there. Yeah.
So, to shorten that description, note that every single member of this Justice League team is female.
Uh-huh. Very interesting touch, I thought.
Are no men at all. Mm-mm. They're all dead or gone.
Yep.
The one thing I missed, and then we'll get into it, and maybe you can remind me since you're caught up, but there's one character that they mentioned was killed, and I don't remember that happening, so when we get there...
They kind of glazed over something that happened.
Okay. So.
I was wondering about that, too. They just kind of... Which, we'll get into it.
Okay. If we're talking about the same character. So.
Yeah, I think we are.
And I also want to note, this is good Scott Collins art. This is not the crap Scott Collins art that we've occasionally gotten. Mm-hmm. This is awesome, kick-ass Scott Collins art.
So oh, yeah, absolutely.
I want to point that out, that I am a fan of his about 75% of the time. Because when he's bad,
he's
bad.
That's why art is objective, or subjective. I guess that's both fits. Because I've never not liked his art.
He did that issue of Legion Superheroes, a couple near the end of the run.
Yeah.
That were...
Yeah, I remember us talking about that.
Boy, they were shitty. But this is... The 180 degrees away from shitty. This is awesome.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Oh my god, this cover is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's reading it? You, me... Murray. Oh, wait a minute. Murray's not here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Murray's in Report Card Hell, so he couldn't join us today. You want to?
Okay. I'll go ahead. You forced me into it.
All right.
All right. So starting again with the
cover. That way I can make sure I find the Easter eggs while you're
Please do, yeah. Because I've only read it the once, and you were obviously a lot more attentive when reading it than I was, so.
Well, it's like I said, I'd read all 8 issues all in one sitting. I'd finished it about 20 minutes before we started recording, so it's still fresh in my mind.
Woo! It's like fruit. Okay, so we have this cool cover where it shows the 7 current characters of this Justice League. We have the Flash in the bottom, rushing in, Supergirl's posed, Wonder Woman with her lasso looking very warrior-like, ice freezing something off screen, fire burning the same thing, Guy Gardner, Gal Gardner.
Yeah, hey, I like that. Gal Gardner, that's awesome.
Gal Gardner, making some kind of gun with her ring, and then Batbot taking up the bulk of the background. We'll get into that character a little bit later in the book, but it's a really good, it's a posed cover. I mean, it's not like they're in the midst of anything. They're just showing off.
It's
and
beautiful.
Honestly, given that there are 7 female characters here, Scott Collins totally plays down the potential, you know, Power Girl moments here.
Mm-hmm.
The Wonder Woman character aside, the rest of them are all covered up.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of cleavage on fire and Guy Gardner, Gal
yeah.
Gardner, but for the most part,
well,
they're
all
covered up.
It's tasteful.
Yes, there you go. That's thank you. Good, better
it's
word.
Not. It's not. It's not cheesecake for cheesecake's sake.
Nope.
You know, those are, except for maybe Gal Gardner there, I could see Wonder Woman wearing an outfit like that without a problem, so.
Yeah, it's reminiscent, and I know some people out there are not fans of it, of the Gal Gadot upcoming Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So the issue opens with a splash of Takran Galtos, the prison planet Takran Galtos in the 31st century.
Which is also Earth. Our Earth.
Which is also, yes, it is, as we found out, I don't know, was it in 3001 or was it in 3000 that we
found
out?
I think it was in the first one.
Okay. And there's a lot of space debris floating around outside the planet. And
I like how the DC Comics logo up in the left upper left-hand corner is this very same thing. Is that?
Yep. That almost looks like old school Giffen, that DC Comics.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Or mid, not old school, like mid school Giffen. But,
yeah, there you go.
And when I first saw the splash page, I was thinking Apocalypse. But I mean, it already called it out as Takran Galtos, but it almost has all the fire pits on it like Apocalypse does.
Yeah, they mentioned the Dark Seed in one of the earlier issues. Weird.
It's out there. Out there. So a lot of space debris, and this is A New Beginning is the title of this issue, with Giffen and DeMatteis doing the story and Scott Collins doing the art and Hi-Fi, of course, on the colors. Lovely lettering. Brian Cunningham is the group editor, and Harvey Richards is bon vivant, which I have no idea what that means, but it's something French.
Yeah, I was looking through the issues again. Giffen tries to put funny meanings to everybody's names, but it's like one of them says, I admit I couldn't think of any names this time, so.
That's right. Run with it. But yeah, this is like the early issues of Justice League when it rebooted after Crisis. It's got a slight tongue in cheek. It's not going for the blah-ha-ha. Just when it's clever, it's clever. When it's not, it's just a very strong.
Yeah, I admit that was the wahaha thing. I mean, it was fun, but it was getting a little boring there before this took a turn.
So we get a voiceover, as indicated in that first splash page. This is Wonder Woman voicing with the voiceover. Because life is strange, to say the least. And I'm a warrior. I have never run from danger in my life. Hiding goes against everything I believe, and yet here I am, the legendary Wonder Woman. One worker among thousands, one face among an ocean of faces, keeping my head down, holding my every instinct and impulse in check. And we see her welding, with a face mask on, and looking really tough, looking very, what was the 1940s symbol? Never mind. Anyways, hey, Jones, Jones. And she's like, you're talking to me? That's your name, ain't it? Suppose it is. You suppose. What do you want? Shift's over. You can knock off and go home. Home. Does that concept even mean anything? And in the background, we see a little signage that says, obey and be safe, rebel and die.
Mm-hmm.
That's comforting.
Yes.
And the subway, which doesn't seem to have anything supporting it, is speeding up to them.
Yeah.
So it's levitating like your future computer.
Yeah. Those signs in the background are very reminiscent to me of that movie They Live.
Yeah, that's a good catch. That did pop up every once in a while there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you had to have those special glasses on to see them, but...
I have Ray-Bans. I should be able to see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So she keeps bitching about how she's a warrior princess and she's having to not be warrior-like, and she mentions the Scullions are everywhere and I'd like to tear every last one of them apart, but I can't.
That
the Scullions
name
were
keeps hitting
characters
me.
Characters from the last couple issues, and that basically these robots that, not indestructible, but when they would be destroyed, they would reassemble and have learned from their previous destruction. And
mm-hmm. Which I wonder... if those are, like, this century's OMAX.
That's a good catch. I was thinking, when they were swarming all over the place, I was reminded of when the Daxamites swarmed over the universe. In
oh, yeah, that was very like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, we switch points of views, and we're to Terry, or the Flash. So, late again. What's wrong with me? Never on time. Can't keep a job. And in the background, the lady will keep you safe. And she's like, oh, no. And she shrinks. She speeds off, thinking she's been spotted by some Scullion warrior. And in the background, again, Lady Sticks loves you. Not smart, Terry. Not smart at all, she thinks. If anyone sees you use the Flash's powers in public, you'll end up like Clark. Meaning Clark Kent. Not Clark Kent, but the Superman of this storyline was beheaded a couple of issues ago. Or his head exploded, right?
Yeah, they blasted him. One of those things blasted him. And that, the term Scullion, I thought it might have some kind of significance. There's actually a definition of it. It means a servant assigned the most menial kitchen tasks.
Hmm.
So I thought it was something he just made up, but it's like, man, that sounds familiar. I don't know, I might have picked it up watching Food Network or something.
Like a scullery maid that you'd see
mm-hmm.
in Game of Thrones or a Monty
yes.
Python movie.
So we got a Flash with PTSD.
Totally. And she is reliving it, and she's crouched in a alleyway, and she's found by Gal Gardner. She's
mm-hmm.
like, Terry, guy, how did you find me? We take the same train every day, remember? Oh, of course we do. I'm sorry. I'm just, don't apologize, kid. Just come on home. Being very non-Guy Gardner-like,
mm-hmm.
by the way. And we have a voiceover, DNA and evidence indicates she has been here. Indeed, by the way, the conversations between the Scullions remind me of the two chipmunks.
Yes! From Looney Tunes, exactly the same thing.
Not Chip and Dale, but the English ones.
Yes. Thank you!
Yes, those guys. In the earlier ones, not this particular one. This one, he pulls back on it, but there's a couple issues where they're not bantering, they're talking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the voices I heard in my head.
Yes, exactly, the same thing.
And he's like, indeed, Scully 43, your powers of observation are most acute.
Yeah, it was
50.
It was the previous issue when the takeover happened, and they've jumped this one's 6 months in the future, so. I don't know if
which
we covered
it. We get here at page or three. So, they're interrogating somebody and about the Flash. I told you, I don't know anything. She came in my store, bought some groceries, and that's it. And Scully says, a pity. And they sploosh the guy's head. Indeed, had he known more, we might have spared his life. And you see Ice come in. B, it's me. Open up. What's today's password? Swordfish. Come in. And she gets buzzed in. And the two besties from the 20th century, Fire and Ice, are back together in a very little touch of feeling.
They've been through a lot.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean anyway, Swordfish? It's from an old movie. I'll explain it when Hey, you're trembling. I'm an ice goddess. I'm always cold. Even if that made sense, I wouldn't believe it. I'm scared, and that's something I'm not used to. I'm scared too, Tora. Anyhow, so we jump ahead, and we look at, they're looking through a portal, and it's ming, humming. And oops, I jumped too many pages in here. Thingy, who's a what?
Don't you hate that? You hit the home button or the end button instead of page up or page down.
And we change points of view, and it's 6 months we've been doing this. 6 months of living under assumed names, all of us taking different jobs on this hellhole of a world, in hopes of learning something that will help us take down the so-called Lord of all beings and things, Lady Styx.
Ah, yes. Now,
Oh, her. Go
for
ahead.
use those of you playing at home, Lady Styx, that's a character I believe was first shown in that 52 miniseries. When they tried the last time they tried to do the one year later reboot of the DC Universe. I believe that's where she first showed up, right?
Oh, is that right? Okay, I don't know. I
Yeah.
heard the name, but I chose to just use take her as a new, not a new character, but a newer character.
Yeah,
So.
which considering that Giffen was one of the ones that wrote 52. Oh, there's a song called Lady Styx. That's probably where they got it from.
There's a band called Styx.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is. Yeah, Styx Lady. That's when I looked it up. Yeah, DC Comics. But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that's. Yeah, the Series 52. She was the big bad. It might not be the exact same one. They look different, but she was a big bad that. Oh, she was in Mystery in Space way before that, though, Starlin worked on.
So she has a history, but not enough. She's vague enough where they can redo her and make her
Yep.
whoever the hell she wants, and just be able to use the name,
Yep.
so they don't lose the license.
Exactly. It's pretty much the same character. She looked more insectoid than this one, which we'll see here shortly.
So we are from looking. This part of the story is narrated by Supergirl, and she has been spending her time working for the Happiness Bureau, which is the secret police on Tucker and Galtos. And she's she mentions that even the Five, who were the big bad in Justice League 3000, who were essentially, they weren't the Fatal Five, but they were taking the place of the Fatal Five for that, for this particular book. And
Obvious. It was an obvious homage to them, I thought.
She does mention, I'd give anything I've got, which frankly isn't much, to be back in the 20th century with my friends, my family. But like it or not, I've got a new family now. I'd never have chosen them for myself. And it switches. They're all hopping through portals to this hidden place. And Wonder Woman is throwing something on the ground. Crash. She's had it. That's what you say every time, Diana. And every time I mean it, Kara. How can you, of all people, endure this charade? You're Supergirl. You got power enough to tear planets apart. But you hide away like some cowering child. And I'm going to knock you on your Amazonian ass if you don't shut up. And they're all sitting around. They got Terry's moping. Guy Gardner's consoling her. Fire and Ice are stepping through. I like that outfit on Ice, by the way. It's kind of redesigned. And good flashback. And they sit around debating their woe. What do you think you're doing? And Diana's going to gather all her weapons. An honorable death is far preferable to this. I agree with Diana. We've been hiding too long, says Fire. I share your frustration, Bee, says Ice, but blindly attacking a foe we hardly understand seems foolish at best. And Guy Gardner, Gal Gardner says, stop arguing, all of you. We came here to our new HQ to plan, not bicker like children. And then, in a moment of clarity, he says, wait a minute, when did I become the voice of reason?
Yeah, I love that line. That is pretty bad.
And then Kara's like, when your host body's personality began to force its way into your consciousness. And frankly, Guy, it's a vast improvement. So what's been happening is that the when they took over the bodies, when their essences were transferred into them, they overwrote the host body's personalities, but in this case, the host body's now reasserting itself over Guy Gardner.
Yes,
he's going away and becoming more and more of whatever this woman.
And it was a couple issues back before the turn. He had talked to Firestorm about it, and they were cutting costs. So it wasn't a very good wipe. And right when the crap hit the fan, Firestorm was ahead of Cadmus, and the resurrected Firestorm. And he had been charged with cutting costs, and that was one of the ways they did it, by, you know, not as a thorough scrubbing of the DNA engrams or of the host body. And he was going to fix it, supposedly, right before it hit the fan. So there's nothing they can do about it.
Clarity brought to you by Chris Mosby.
Thank you. 8 issues in, I don't know, what, an hour, I think I did? 2?
You're swimming in it.
Yes, I am. It's all still right in my head.
And Diana reminds him that that improvement will eventually erase Guy from existence if we don't do something to correct it. I suspect that before they destroyed Cadmus, the Skellions downloaded the project's research. One more reason to take our time and have a plan in place before we take on Lady Styx.
Yes,
and let's hear it.
A little bit of exposition.
Yes, basically saying that even though we thought all that stuff was gone, that it probably really isn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember
smart.
Supergirl being this. I don't know. I never really paid much attention to Supergirl until she got killed, so in a crisis. So I really can't. Go ahead.
I'm suspecting this is the Supergirl from just from pre-crisis.
Is it?
If I'm not mistaken. Well, she showed up in the little mini skirt in that in those earlier issues, like when she was first training to be Supergirl.
And I'm wondering if her insertion into the book had anything to do with the new Supergirl series, which I haven't watched yet, but.
Anyhow, so your great plan. I told you we need more information on Styx and the Skellions first, and the massacre that took out Bruce and Barry and the others. So we talk about how Bruce Wayne is dead, Barry Allen is dead, and pre this war that's going on right now, they would have been resurrected again in new bodies. But
right. Okay. So about Barry. Okay, because Barry was put into Terry's body, right? So I was reading number 3. No, it's actually in 2. She shows up, I think. Yeah, she shows up on Tacron Geltos. Okay. The Super Buddies, which was Blue Beetle. No, wait. She shows up on... maybe I'm too early. She shows up on that where the star was conquered. I'm trying to get to the point. Okay, that was not that issue. My bad. It was... Okay, so there was an issue where they were showing the Super Buddies, which was Booster Gold and Blue Beetle on Tacron...
And by the way, also from the 20th century along. Like
yeah.
Supergirl. We never really got any explanation of that either.
Yeah, they just found them in a box.
Or closure. We didn't get closure there either.
So, okay, where is it? What issue was it? Oh, yes, okay, here you go. It was in issue number 3. They're dealing with a Jimmy Olsen descendant who turned into a giant turtle boy. Okay, this is when it was still ha-ha-ha stuff. They're standing there, and with Ice and Fire and Blue Beetle and Booster, and they're talking about how to deal with it, and they're, you know, it's still kind of funny. Well, all of a sudden, flies up Hal Jordan and a guy in a Flash outfit, and he calls him Barry. I thought it was Wally at first, and they never say anything about it. But he's standing there in an obvious Flash outfit, and he calls him Barry, and they had been given oversee rights over the Super Buddies, is what they were calling themselves, okay, by Cadmus. So they don't explain where he comes from or that he'd been... So there was a closer to Barry resurrection than Terry. Never explained it. Because in the next... So you got your fight, you know, it's about that time. Issue 4 is where they come up with the descendant to Bruce, which is in the Bat outfit.
you're about to get to.
And then they do that they do that issue where it's in between the series reboot with the Mirror Master, or Mr. Mirror, depending on. So I just read that. And then I believe it was, I mean, they showed him one more time, I think, on Tacker and Galtos, because 5 is when they talked about what happened to Terry. Let's see, yeah, and the Batsuit shows up, and then there's the big fight. But yeah, so next thing you know is when they did the big, you know, reset, and he just get, Hal and the other Barry just get killed in the Onslaught. They talk about that a little bit on the other side, and probably in number 7, right before this issue. So, it's like, they had all these plans, and it's like, okay, scrap them, we're wiping everything. Because that's when the Scullion showed up, was right then.
I suspect there's more to it. Giffen is like Levitz, he learned that from Levitz, he plays the long game. Mm-hmm. But for the moment, that the reset button was definitely hit, but it leaves it open that all this other crap mm-hmm. can come back.
Yeah, absolutely. They never do say, they assume, well, they know Hal was killed, but they don't really say anything about that Barry. I think they may have. And that's one of the reasons why Terry has PTSD, because she saw everybody die. Yeah, there. It's on, it's in 7, about a quarter in, and it, Wonder Woman was unconscious at the time, so she is, Terry is telling Wonder Woman what happened while she was unconscious. And it shows one of the Scullions killing Barry.
Right.
Okay, so, and there he is again, and he's a different outfit. And then you see little miniature Hal Jordan get squished. So, there you go. Caught back up. Was that the character you were talking about that you...
Nope.
Oh, okay. Nope. All right. Nope. Totally different then.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a minute.
Okay, good deal.
So then they noticed that that Tina, who is the new Batman, Batgirl, mm-hmm. is vanished. Her suit is gone. And Terry's off. If that little idiot went off half-cocked again, I swear, if anyone's going to get us all killed, it's Batgirl. So she's taking on the name Batgirl, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
And she's off in her bat suit. Beaten up. It's reminiscent of Batman's fighting togs from Dark Knight, mm-hmm. When he was all armored up.
Yep.
Really heavy, bulky, and she's bazorching a bunch of these Scullions, and they're saying, you know what, you can kill us all you want, but we will resurrect. We cannot die, and we learn and. Maybe not, maybe you won't die, but I swear on Batman's grave that I'll find a way to slaughter every last one of you.
Yeah, and that's just, like, awesome.
She is kicking ass and taking names. She's got a bat shield, even, uh-huh. So, like Captain America. But I like how Scott Collins drew all the Scullions differently. I mean, different
yep.
hands, different arms, different... The helmets are the same, but they're... They modify. They basically adapt and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And
very much like the Omat.
Correct. And so they're saying we can adapt and we can get down to the business of killing you. So you adapted. Big whoop, says Batgirl. You think I can't adjust this suit just as easily? Come on, you android imbeciles, give it your best shot. And off panel Tina. And she gets yanked through a portal by Supergirl, have you lost what little mind you have? Why'd you activate my transversal and pull me out of there? I was winning. In another 2 seconds, the Scullions would have melted that suit to steaming slag and you along with it. Like you'd care, says Tina. I would care because the Scullions would have uploaded the Batsuit's memory grid and they might have led us right to us. Well, maybe if the droids did show up here and we get the suit opening and she steps out... Green-haired in a modified Robin suit.
I freaking love it. That was like, okay, yeah, I'm in for good now.
So you'd all finally get off your lazy butts and do something. If I'd known we'd been spending months hiding away like frightened rabbits, I never would have joined the Justice League in the first place. You didn't join. You forced yourself on us. And wait a minute. What are you wearing? And she's all, nice, huh? A little nod to tradition. This way I get to be the hero and the sidekick at the same time.
It's very Damien, this character.
She is. She's kind of a dick like Damien, but smart as a whip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Supergirl's off. I'm going outside for some air and just scream really loud. There was a funny moment right there. And
mm-hmm.
then Tina's all, yeah, go ahead, run away. You're really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the Justice League was just standing around watching the argument. So Tina's all, jerk. Terry O'Kara had every right to be angry with you. You could have died out there and then taken all of us with you. Hey, if I wanted advice from a walking nervous breakdown, I would have asked for it. Wonder Woman, that will be enough, Tina. What did I do? For a start, you're rude and disrespectful. Come on. You know I don't mean half the things I say. Then don't say them. I share your desire to act, but as much as I'm loath to admit it, Kara is right. Now apologize to her. To Terry. Sorry. Yes. Not good enough. It's fine, Diana. Tina's just a kid. Caught up in a terrible situation, and believe me, I know how that feels. And who knows, maybe I need a little rudeness to snap me out of this whirlpool of grief and fear. Ugh. So then it's okay for me to say anything the hell, whatever the hell I know.
Yes, and somebody's watching behind a pillar there. We don't know who it is yet.
Oh, look at that! I didn't see that.
Yeah, in the third panel there.
Yeah. I'm guessing Blue Beetle or Booster. That's just my guess. Because
it's very
they just disappeared. But why they wouldn't reveal themselves, no idea.
Wow, nice tattle on the back of ice there. Yeah. Missed that before.
And Tina goes running off. Na 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 Batgirl. She's got her own theme song now. You can't fault her for lack of confidence. Confidence? She's delusional. But given our circumstances, maybe we could all use a healthy dose of delusion. And ice and fire off, chit-chat, and just, oh, sigh. What? What, what? You only sigh like that when you want me to ask what's wrong. That's not true. Oh, okay, it is. So, look around, B. This is Paradise Island, home of the great Amazon civilization. And we get a distant shot that Paradise Island is thrashed. It is. I'm kind of curious what those other islands are off in the distance.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure they have some significance to somebody somewhere.
Well, okay, this is 31st century. Paradise Island was on Earth.
Yep.
So if it was anything like Earth in the Legion, it's like everything's almost covered already. You know, there's no part of the world that doesn't have some kind of something on it. And that might
True.
Just be, and they probably still got those mystic mists that hit it before. They would have been found by now.
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking those are all mystic locations, like that
mm-hmm.
lighthouse in the distance there mm-hmm. might be Dr. Fate's tower.
Oh, that's very good.
I'm reading way too much in the drawing.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I wouldn't put it past him to do something like that. Giffen's always doing things in the background.
He is, and he's probably suggesting. And I noticed over there on the left-hand side of that panel, that tower of lights in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. There's another one that's right behind Fire's dialogue box.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I see what you're talking about. Almost like a fence kind of thing. It's the first thing I'd think of. It's like one of those fences they used on the Lost TV show. Remember that? You can't see it, but if you try to go through it, you're going to get fried.
Yeah. Okay, like a dog with those
yeah,
leashes that they have.
Yeah,
so they're chit-chatting some more, and it's a ruin. Just like everything else you knew a thousand years ago. This entire universe, it's so different from what we left behind. I can't relate to it. Can't understand it. But you've lived for centuries, and I've never seen anything like this, says Ice. You were giving me a pep talk earlier, and now you're saying that we should turn our backs on these people? Maybe, says Ice. We don't really belong here with the others, B. We're outsiders. Only if we choose to be, says Fire. But we have chosen it. We're always apart from them, two against the world. We understand each other in a way they never could. And what about me, Tora, from off panel? and in walks Gal Gardner. You think I don't understand you? We loved each other once, as much as any two people could love. Strange sentiment from a man who just a few days ago struck Tora across the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've apologized a dozen times over. I've been on the edge, hell, I've been way over it since the voices started. You mean the ghost DNA of the woman whose body... A little exposition there. You mean the ghost DNA of the woman whose body you took?
Yeah, it's a little obvious, but still, you know, kind of necessary.
Well, they mentioned it a few panels ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't take nothing. Cadmus did it. And if it was up to me, I would have stayed dead. But now, if what Firestorm said was true, you know, before they blew him and the whole project to smithereens... See, I don't... That was it. I don't remember Firestorm getting besorged. I remember them blowing up Cadmus, but I didn't remember...
all that crap started happening while he was there talking to him. Gal Gardner was talking to him, and yeah, I think that's an assumption, though.
Okay, I mean that character, the way that it had been presented, the Firestorm character, this version
mm-hmm.
seemed pretty goddamn powerful, and getting blowed up didn't seem.
Yeah, like, well, the way and that it wasn't. He was acting as a freaking administrator for Cadmus, which didn't seem... I think it had more of its host body than anybody.
Yeah, I would have thought that it would be more powerful than to be killed that easily. Mm-hmm. But, again, that we didn't... No body, no death. I mean, when we read comics...
Oh, yeah,
comics,
good God.
You know,
especially in this
body
book.
Of Hal Jordan, we know Hal Jordan's dead. They showed the beheaded body of Superman... Superman said. We did not see Batman die, for instance. So,
well, we're also talking about they were all got resurrected from the past anyway, so.
Yeah. So anyhow, so she's continuing. Okay, you know what Firestorm said was true, you know, before they blew him and the whole project to smithereens. Shriala Tome is going to eventually erase me the way I erased her.
Okay.
Not to...
They actually show it. I went they back.
Oh.
It's in issue 6.
Oh, 22 months ago, okay.
Yeah. Well, I just got to reading it. I was remembering because they decided to go full on Tacheron Geltos. They're at Cadmus right there. And you see that remember you said, I don't know if it was a pre-show or not, but you were reminded of the Daxamites descending on
mm-hmm.
On Earth or whatever. In the Great Darkness Saga, it's that page there. If you look at their feet, you see Firestorm, and he's consumed by fire, and his legs are bones sticking out of boots.
It's hard to,
because I was looking at the whole thing, and I went back. Sure enough, there's his body. So they had already destroyed Cadmus at that point.
Right. So they've been cleaning house the past couple issues. And
yes,
they have. Subtly.
Mm-hmm.
So... Fire says, not to be cruel, guy, but what has this got to do with what Tora and I were talking about? You and Ice, you're all I've got here. The only real link to who I am. We got history, dude. So just remember, it ain't two of you against the world. It's the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back to Supergirl. I see them all looking at me, expecting me to say something, do something, be the leader they need. Even Wonder Woman, for all her bluster, sees something in me that I'm not sure I see in myself. But fate dropped me here 10 centuries in the future. Fate made me a member of this strange new Justice League, and I'll be damned if I'll let them down. And I need to understand the enemy before I defeat her. And in the background, we've got headshots of some of the dead future Justice Leaguers.
Mm-hmm.
The smug Superman, the grim red-eyed Batman, some version of the Flash. Anyhow. But unfortunately, she remains a mystery. We have to defeat her, but she remains a mystery. I keep searching for clues, rewatching the footage of the day she revealed herself to the world, the day the Scullions rained death on our heads. And this is cool. This is,
mm-hmm.
you know, how the hell did this all happen? How did we get here? And we're getting it right here. And it didn't take 15 issues to tell. It takes 4 pages.
Yeah, you know? They did a real... And for a moment, I missed that was a... the recording. I was like, she was watching the news, and all of a sudden she shows up. So that's why she decided to do something. But I guess she just had enough. I missed that.
So yeah. We got the Scullions are floating over, and we got the sign that says "To die for the lady is life," and over the PA.
Ah!
Hello, my. What?
I found an ambush book.
Okay. We'll get there in a page. I'm sure. And. Hello, my reluctant subjects. And is this
Okay.
the page where Ambush
Yeah.
Tug appears?
All right. In the big.
Oh, there she is. There he is, right there,
Yeah, right
bottom
there.
left.
I had to zoom in. I was looking for something. I knew I'd saw something earlier.
Because Ambush Bug crossed over with these characters sort of in
Yeah.
the Convergence Supergirl series.
Yeah, they never did. And that looks like Interlac over to the right.
Could be. So, Lady Styx appears on all the video screens all over town, all over the planet, I assume, all over the universe. And the first thing you have to understand is that I have been on your world for years. My agents have infiltrated every government on every world in your so-called Commonwealth. The invasion was launched long ago, and you lost. What my scullions accomplished today was just the period at the end of the sentence. A way of letting you all know that the old age is over and the age of sticks has begun.
I love that. That is a great line. What my scullions accomplished today was just the period at the end of the sentence. That is some brilliant writing right there.
It is actually. I like that verbiage. And that does. And what does that really mean? For years you suffered under the Five, then endured the incompetence of the Galactic Directive. I am neither as arbitrarily cruel as the Five, nor hapless as the Directorate. I will see that order is restored, that there is food and shelter for all, and that you will be safe. And all I ask in return is your blind
For
obedience.
some reason, I'm hoping this isn't Trump's inaugural speech as well.
And Kara goes, little nuts, life will go on as it always has, and she uses her heat vision and blowed up her monitor. By the way, I love her redesigned cape.
Oh
It's
yeah,
just
that's it's just the that outfit's awesome. It's really cool.
the only thing I don't like, I'm not a big fan of high collars, but that's just me.
Well,
I
it seems to work for her.
it works, but it's I've never I, you know, you have to have a long neck. And then
Yeah.
she's floating above Wonder Woman and Flash. And Wonder Woman's smiling, and Supergirl says, call the others. And so the others get called, and I've got a plan. Hurry up and land this damn thing. We've switched scenes. We're looking at a ship flying into a planet. We will touch down on Naltor in 1 minute and 34 seconds. Captain Ardeen.
Oh, I know. It's so cool.
Is the prisoner ready? Yes, Captain. Brain damage, moron. I don't even see what Lady Styx even wants with him. He must have some value, Captain, or the Lord of all beings and things wouldn't have, excuse me, wouldn't have had me taken from Cadmus before I was destroyed. Don't you think I know that? Look at him, a pathetic, blank-faced sheep. And we see a pink-skinned lady, and to think, Terrence Magnus. That you were considered one of the greatest minds of the Commonwealth. Was I? You really don't remember. No, Captain. Incredible. And this is who we thought was dead. Or no, he was captured, but he looks like they've got him in a clear skulled. Oh, that's gross. Anyhow, this is Terry's brother, twin brother. Terry, who's now the Flash. They ran Cadmus, and it turned out he was the leader of the Five.
Right.
And then he was captured and should have been killed.
Captain Ardeen. And I love the pink clad woman. It looks like she's got a Saturn symbol with a ring around it on her head.
She does. And it says, I almost feel sorry for you. A little compassion is a dangerous thing, Imra. Imra Ardeen. By the way, for those who are playing at home, that would be Saturn Girl. It poisons the heart and weakens the soul. And I'm well aware, as I'm well aware, Lady Styx. You're certain this is him, the brother? Yes, neutered by Cadmus to ensure that he would no longer be a danger, but intact. And DNA tests verify he is the Flash's twin. Bring our guest closer. We'll come back to this page in a minute. I
Okay,
always want
good
to
idea. Let's finish it
finish
up.
up the
Okay, good
story.
deal.
And you heard her. Move. And she pushes Terrence onto the ground. No need to be harsh with him. Terrence is very important to our game, says Styx. You'll be the key to defeating your sister and the League of Terrorists she associates with, won't you? Whatever you wish, O Lord of all beings and things. And you see, our intelligence was flawed, and so we didn't anticipate the involvement of the female Kryptonian or the child within the robot. Or, sigh, I'll explain it all later. And she's pulling something out of Terrence, and Terrence is mutating. And after you've been reborn, oh, and all the bugs there. So it's there's your bug connection, the bees floating around there. And next issue, Eclipso.
Oh, I missed that. Look, right before the arm down the throat, she's holding an Eclipso gem. I missed it.
Oh, she certainly is in that third panel there. Wow.
I thought she shoved it down his throat. Yes. Okay. I thought she was like grabbed his duodenum or something and yanked it.
Oh, wow. That was a little too subtle.
Yeah. So, well, it's the art. His art's so got so much color. I just missed it the first time, and I can't. What? That was really weird. And they say Eclipso, and then I look up, and boom, there's the gem.
There's Eclipso. Yeah. So a great issue. Like you said, back to form. But back a page, we get appears, and I can't name them all, I'll be honest with you, but it looks like a lot of redesigned Legionnaires. Mm-hmm. We've already had the named Imra Hardy, and there's obviously there's Wildfire up in the left hand side.
Yeah, that one's pretty obvious.
And the Timberwolf over on the right hand side. Mm-hmm. Also obvious. And I think the green floating bulb there is gonna be Brainiac.
Probably.
Well, green and just a thought, but I it would be ludicrous to believe that the rest of them aren't.
Oh yeah.
Legionnaires. But I have no idea.
Well, the Scullion looks like Feralad a little bit in this context.
Okay. I will give you that one. Okay.
And those robots, they look familiar somehow. I can't quite place it.
We're just not smart enough.
Well, I bet the one right there at the middle. Oh, laundry's done. I don't know. The one with the braids in her hair with the gold.
Uh-huh.
Just for some reason, that screams Nightgirl to me.
Okay. Or Shadowlass.
Shadowlass. That's what I meant.
Dude, it's been a while since you read Legion, clearly.
Yes, it's been a long, long, long time. Now, about the
hold on
bees.
Hold on real quick. Look at the top of her throne. Is that the
Eclipso gem? It might be. Well, she's got jewels on her feet, too.
Oh, she does, yeah. So, anyhow. So, the bees. The bees have got arms.
Yeah. That makes me think of maybe she's got some on her other stuff on her costume, too. The gems. But that makes me think, wasn't that what Ambush's Bug's original deal?
Yes.
He had to put those things, and that's where he could teleport. But I doubt that's that. I think it's more reminiscent of the Queen Bee character.
I agree. That was the first thing that crossed my mind too.
I'm trying to think what else. Yeah. Now, do you remember they actually had an even more blatant appearance of the Legion in this book?
No. What is in 3001 or 3000?
3001. Let's see. It is... They're on that planet that was taken over by the Starros. Actually, okay. That was me in issue number 2, because I just got through reading it.
Which, that was back when it was a little more blah-ha-ha.
Yeah, that's right. It was right... Actually, it was on issue 1. They show up on the planet, and there's this big massacre. Right? And so I'm on page what? Okay, let me count the pages. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like the second panel, and you can clearly see Sun Boy, Ultra Boy, Dawnstar, Wildfire, Element Lad, Chameleon Boy, probably actually Chameleon Girl, and a couple other ones I don't recognize. Oh, yeah, it's like a female version of Monel, too. It's pretty funny. It's like, and you said, it's like, these kids, metahuman kids showed up to, and they were disrupting things. We had to, we was in our right to, you know, to destroy them. And it makes me wonder if that's where those kids didn't come from, because they were supposed to be, that's what they fought, ended up fighting over, was what to do with their remains. They wanted to use them as food. And, you know, and they had a big fight over it. So, anyway, that was like an issue, too. But I doubt he went that far back.
We will find out. Again, my guess is nothing is...
Not with him, it's not.
There's nothing that's put in here for a pointless reason. So.
But yeah, that book took a
Oh,
wild turn.
the guy on the bottom right of that panel, of the splash page with Lady Sticks, I bet that's Karate Kid.
That's what I was thinking.
That hat, this straight out of
I
Big
bet if
Trouble
we
in Little
looked up
China.
our Interlac, that might even be the symbol.
Might be. And wouldn't surprise me if someone out there on the internets has already broken down this page and said, okay, this is so and so, this is so and so,
Yeah, I need to look that up.
with justification. Because some of these are obvious, but most of them I have no effing
Well, he
clue.
probably meant it to be that way.
But if this is a redesigned Legion, I got no problem with it. I'll be honest with you. If they say, okay, we're going to use this version as a future Legion, I'm down with it. Maybe that would help the book a little bit, is redesign them and drop some of that visual baggage.
Yeah. 'Cause yeah, well, and then the names and stuff. Well, this has been a big homage to the Legion from the beginning, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Massive.
Especially, you know, Tacron Geltos and all the other stuff, and yeah.
Yeah, no. It's this is this. What was I going to say? Giffen, despite how he had kind of screwed over the Legion when he left the book abruptly,
Well, that's
really liked this
probably
guy.
because he knew it was going to get canceled. I don't know if you want to blame that on him or on DC.
Whatever the reason,
Yeah.
he loves this stuff,
Yeah,
and if
obviously.
given the chance to revisit it, he's taking full advantage of it. And this has impacted not in the least bit by continuity. This is
No,
just like
that.
the Legion, just like the Legion normally wasn't. Legion was its own little standalone book. Anyhow, appreciate you indulging me in this.
Oh
I've loved
man,
it.
I'm glad you brought it up because I had so much fun reading that. It was awesome. It really was.
Anything else to add before we call it
No, but I can't wait for the next issue. I know that.
a night? 4 weeks or so, give or take.
Something like that, yeah.
Approximately. All right.
I
Well, I
think
got
I've.
nothing else to add other than
Nope.
this was good.
No.
I hope Scott Collins keeps up the quality or the
Oh
quantity.
yeah. So I see. I haven't like I've mentioned in, well, I don't know, one of our conversations. I don't know if it was last week or what. I don't ever read comic news anymore. I just, you know, sometimes the creators put stuff on Facebook. So I'm wondering if Porter's gone for good or he's just filling in. Because I mean, he filled in before in the first run. So I don't know. We'll see.
No clue. I don't follow
All
that kind
right.
of stuff either. I mean, some
No,
news I do follow, but the creators on and off books, normally I don't care unless it's,
yeah.
if Giffen were to, for Giffen and DeMatteis were to leave this book,
Oh.
clearly it would have an impact, but.
Oh yeah. It wouldn't be any good. Oh, it'd have to be something pretty special to keep up the pace that they've set. That's for sure.
I don't want to see the numbers in this book because something tells me they suck, but
Oh
we'll have
yeah. Oh
to.
yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm done. I'm through. I'm finished. You got the best of me here today.
All right, man, me too. That was great. All right, then. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com and let us know what you think. Oh, man, I almost made it. Ugh. Sorry. God, I've been up since 3, so, I mean, come on. All right. It's been crazy around here. Anyway, as always, you can send us an email to podcast@talesfromalongbox.com and let us know what you think there, or join us on the Facebook page. We're getting what, one or two a month, I think now it seems like about average.
Feels like it.
Yeah, and legit too, not spammers. So that's good stuff.
We need a
And
new pair of Ray-Bans.
yeah, that's true. We do. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think here. And that is it for this week.